It's Jonathan Ross's Comedy Club on the show tonight. Nigel Hunt, Beck Hill, Jordan Brooks, Kerry Godleyman, and me, Mohamed Iqbal. And now, here's your host. Please welcome Jonathan Ross.
Hello and welcome to Jonathan Ross's Comedy Club, because right now we need laughs, don't we? We need laughs like Simon Cowell needs stabilisers on his bike. As always, to adhere to government guidelines, our audience are in masks this evening, but wearing a mask for a long time can create its own problem. And I hadn't anticipated this before lockdown, but we all know what I'm talking about, I think. Mask breath. Nothing worse than putting that mask on after a few days of wearing it and you've got a stinky face covering. So to try to combat that, I've come up with a pretty ingenious solution. I present to you the Fresh Face 3000. Have a look at these. Just pop down the garage, get one of those air fresheners, put it on the front, you're good to go. Now, you've met him already, but please get up for my new best friend. It's Moaan Rizwan, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. Moaan, lots of people, of course, have spent the last few months learning useful skills during the lockdown, useful talents. Have you learned anything like new languages, that kind of thing?
Oh, something way more useful. I've been teaching myself how to eyebrow dance.
And that's useful? That's a useful talent
to have? It's so useful. OK, ready?
I'm impressed.
You want to try?
I don't.
I think you'd be good at it.
I can try.
Try.
OK.
Just feel it, feel
okay.
it.
I'm just blinking. I've got, like, a twitch going on. I can't... I haven't got the natural moves.
Keep practising, man.
We've got some great new acts coming up for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, but also, she's hanging out at our bar. She's going to perform for you later on. It's Kerry Godleyman, ladies and gentlemen. Kerry, lovely to have you here. Thank you so much for coming.
It's lovely to be hanging out at a bar.
Yeah, exactly. Makes a change, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You've seen the audience in their masks, of course. Did you enjoy wearing the face mask during lockdown?
No. Who does? Occasionally people recognise me off telly and I pretend to not like it, but I do like it. And now they can't recognise me anymore, so I'm like, woo! I just...
So then you feast the whole purpose.
Yeah, I'm like, woo! Because I miss it.
We'll be chatting to Kerry more later on, and she'll be performing, ladies and gentlemen, Kerry Godleyman.
Yes.
Let's get our first act out, ladies and gentlemen. He studied philosophy at university, so luckily he's a brilliant comedian, or else he'd have absolutely nothing to fall back on. Here he is. Will you please welcome the hilarious Nigel Ung?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm from Malaysia originally, and I moved to the UK 5 years ago, mainly for comedy, and so I can drink tap water and not shit myself. You have a lot of Chinese takeaways here in your country, which I like, but I noticed, like, you have a lot of Chinese takeaways here with puns in their names, right? I've seen walk this way, walk and roll, walk to walk. Why do you guys make us do that? English is not their first language. When they came to your country, did you guys just hand them a book of Chinese restaurant puns, rise to meet you? Fuck off. That's not very rice. You don't do that to Indian takeaways, right? I've never seen a place here called none of your business. It's just us. And then you also make every Chinese takeaway menu here have a small section for British dishes. Have you noticed this? Who is ordering from that? That's what's for dinner, fish and chips. Where'd you get it from? Hard Walk Cafe. When you order those dishes, the Chinese chefs are just like, I don't know how to make that. I didn't even know we had omelette on the menu. We put it all the way at the back. Why would they order item 4058? It's probably stored in a box somewhere, break glass in case white people complain. And what the fuck is a scampi? Is it a type of panda? Food in the UK is pretty bland here, which I like because that's how I stay in shape. All right? You don't even need to go to the gym here. The lack of flavor does it for you. And to be honest, the bland food surprises me because British people, didn't you guys colonize the whole world at one point for spices? What happened to those? I'm supposed to put them in the food. Don't just throw them in the ocean on the way back. Yeah, fuck this powder. We got salt and pepper, Steve. Yeah. Let's go to Toby Carvery. I know you think it's weird for an Asian guy to be named Nigel. I know. A lot of Malaysians, we adopted British first names because we used to be a British colony, right? But the thing is, you guys left us in 1957, which means all of our names are still stuck in a fucking era. You didn't bother to send us any software updates. We all got old English geezer names back there. I know Asian Harolds, Collins, Keiths. My brother's name is Gary. I even know a Malaysian Basil. Basil Wang, great guy. That's my time, guys. I've been Nigel Ng. Thank you. Good night.
Great stuff. Nigel Ng, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get straight on to our next act. She specialises in sketch comedy, but not as you might know it. I'm a huge fan. I'm sure you will be too. Here she is, the fabulous Beck Hill, ladies and gentlemen.
I am obsessed with food. I love food so much that it gets into every area of my life, especially if I'm listening to music. So I thought what I would do for you tonight is I would demonstrate what it's like in my head when I'm listening to music and I get hungry. Perfect.
As I said earlier, we've got Kerry Godleyman with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's going to be performing at the end of the show for us. I think of you primarily as an actor, Kay. I mean, where you started was stand-up, wasn't it?
Both. I went to drama school and then there wasn't a lot of work, so I started gigging and doing stand-up, and then when I got better at that, then more acting came through, so...
And what was it like when you first started moving from the clubs to doing stuff on TV? How hard was that a transition to make?
It is quite scary, your first telly gig. I do remember doing McIntyre's Roadshow. That was my first telly gig. And I was so nervous that I had to hold the microphone with two hands. I'm like, I'm really relaxed, guys. And it was nerve-wracking.
That reminded me of a porn thing. For a minute, I had a flashback.
Think that through,
Jonathan! OK, ladies and gentlemen, Kerry Godleyman will be here at the end of the show. We're going to take a break now, but let me ask Moan, what's coming up next?
Oh, yeah. We got some of this.
Shut down.
We got some of this.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We got some of this.
But what I meant was, who is on the show? Who's coming up next?
No idea.
OK, well, I do, and they're all brilliant. It's Jordan Brooks, some great new acts trying out here this evening, and the wonderful Kerry Godleyman. You don't want to miss them. Join us after the break. Jonathan Ross's Comedy Club. And now, before we continue, Mohan, let me ask you something. I really love your stuff. You know that.
Thanks,
you know I'm your number one support here, but yeah. ITV have asked me if you could do something a little more mainstream. I don't want to clip your wings, I don't have your style, but do you have something more mainstream in your arsenal?
I got a song I can do, which is about remembering the alphabet using birds. It's called G's for Guinea Fowl. It goes like this, sing along if you know the words. You will. Very repetitive.
A is for albatross, B is for bush tit, C is for chakalaka cockadoodle chickens, D is as dead as dodo, E is an eager eagle, F is for flamingos fucking up your family photos, even G is for guinea fowl.
Change
this goose.
Where's one, ladies and gentlemen, and our guinea fowl. Let's get our next act out here, shall we? He was the winner of the prestigious 2019 Dave Edinburgh Comedy Award. Will you please welcome the very, very funny Mr. Jordan Brooks?
Cheers, thank you so much. I don't usually use the microphone, is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Not too unorthodox for you. Usually, right, I'll do a gig and the mic will be in the middle of the stage and it'll be there as I walk past it saying something like, oh, it's really great to be here. And that'll end up being the only thing that's amplified. I often wonder if maybe I should just use the mic as a source of positive, optimistic stuff and leave the rest of it off mic, so I'll be like, it's a pleasure to be here, despite everything. Not to give an indication of just how bleak this act is, but we won't be needing this. all right, go on, mate, ask me. Go on, ask me. Ask me, why am I barefoot? Because I don't want to get my shoes dirty when wading through your bullshit. Could have picked on anyone, don't take it personally. Go on, Jonathan, ask me. No, I'm fucking with you, don't worry. How do we reckon this virus is going to mutate, then? Too soon, or...? What do you reckon? Do you reckon zombie apocalypse? Yeah, I reckon we're headed towards that, yeah. You don't win by not enjoying this, by the way. Let's keep that energy going. I reckon we're headed for a sweet zombie apocalypse. I reckon it's coming. I'm sure you've all thought about what you'd do if a zombie apocalypse broke out, right? I'm sure you've all imagined it. Like, culturally, we're obsessed with them. You know, yeah. There are films about them, TV shows about them. I'm sure you've imagined what you'd do. I've thought about it. When I wake up one morning and it's eerily quiet in the flat, and I look outside the window and there's a car abandoned in the street, and I look to the other side of me and there's a streak of blood just disappearing, and I think, well, something ain't right. And I put the TV on and immediately a newsreader will say something like pandemic, virus, outbreak. I switch to the next channel. Another newsreader will say something like red alert, zombie apocalypse. I switch to the next channel and there's clips of people tearing each other's flesh off and I think, it's showtime. And I run to my bedroom, delve to the back of my wardrobe, get out my gun, look at myself in the mirror and say, let's rock! And then I shoot myself. I am bailing early, doors day one, I'm out. Done. Don't want to do it. Do I look single to you, or...?
No.
Right, less of that, actually. Thank you. Did you hear him say that? He said very. All right, well, look, Jonathan, you've been in the biz for a long time, man.
Too long.
Too long. Yeah, I was just saying that, actually. I I do get it. I get this crazy biz we call show. Like, yeah. I understand it. You and me, we get it. We're kindred spirits. No, I am single. Or singual, as I like to say it. Yeah. You say it in a weird way, it sounds less to poissing. We got any doctors in? Well, that's frightening, isn't it? I love going to the doctor. I'd love to be a doctor. I'd love to be able to help another human being. Do you know what I mean? I'd love to be in a situation like this and for someone to go, is there a doctor in the house? And I'd love to be able to go, yes. And then at the end of it be like, no need to thank me. I'm just glad I was here. Rather than being like, I'm sorry I lied. My condolences. Thank you so much for your time. Cheers. Thank you. Woo!
The brilliantly funny Jordan Brooks, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jordan. OK, now it's time for one of my favourite parts of the show. This is our quickfire spot.
Quickfire!
I like to think I've got an eye for discovering up-and-coming comedy talent, and here are some of the new faces to TV that you're going to be seeing a lot of in the future. Will you please welcome the marvellous Laura Smith?
Thank you, thank you. Excited to be here. Been working from home with three kids, so I'm excited to be anywhere, basically. Let's face it. Working from home's weird, isn't it? Because, you know, it's like work without the fun and fulfilling bits, like... mostly just slagging colleagues off to other colleagues, isn't it, really? That's the stuff we've missed. I live by, if you ain't got anything nice to say, meet you at lunchtime, babes. Been good, though. Good to slow down, stop, spend some time with my kids, really get to know them. Like my eldest. No, you do, you're getting to know them. Stopping, slowing down. I think, like, my eldest... I think she said her name was Rose. Oh. Sweet. Forget the others. It's good, it's good. Got to testing, though. We had some trying times, had some moments. Started doing mindfulness. You heard of this? My big brother was telling me about it, because he runs his own business. And when things get too much for him, as a rich white man... he says, what you do, Lord, you just got to stop and say the things that you know to be true. So I just stop, he says to me. I just stop. And say, I'm just a man in a room trying my best. Thought, all right, I'll give it a little go. Found a little quiet spot indoors. I'm just a woman in a cupboard hiding from my kids.
It works, guys. It works. It works.
Laura Smith, ladies and gentlemen. OK, will you please welcome onto the stage Michael Oduwale.
Oh. How's everybody doing? You guys good? Yeah. It's been interesting seeing a lot of these, like, racial protests going on recently, because a lot of people have been doing some soul-searching, you know? I had someone I went to school with, like, 10 years back. They sent me a message apologising for calling me a racial slur in a maths class all those years ago. They sent this big message just saying, like, man, I was a different person back then. I was so ignorant. And I saw that message, right, and I replied. I was like, hey, man, it's good to see that you're not racist anymore. But we weren't in the same maths class. You have the wrong black guy, actually. It's funny, because it was me. I just wanted to fuck with him. I just wanted to do this. I feel bad for all of these kids who had, like, their exams fucked up because of the algorithms. Like, it made me think of my cousin, because he failed his exams last year, so that was just his own stupidity. Do you know what I didn't like about what my cousin did when he failed his exams? I didn't like when he got his grades back. He posted his grades on Instagram with the caption, "The haters are plotting my downfall." I saw that, and I was confused. For somebody to plot your downfall, you need to be at the top of something in the first place, you understand? Like, you can't fall from the bottom. That doesn't make any sense. That's not how it works. I feel bad for my cousin as well, because his parents, they put a lot of pressure on him growing up. They wanted him to have a strong, powerful name growing up, so they named him Success, which is, like, it's a bit too on the nose, isn't it? It's a bit too much pressure. And also, I feel like enough time has passed now to see that that name clearly hadn't worked out for him. It wasn't the best name. I call him Pharmacist. I think that's a far better name for him. Because he's a drug dealer now, so it makes more sense. Like, it fits better.
Michael Oduwale, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And it's time now for our final act of the evening. Will you please welcome the very, very funny Kerry Godleyman?
To be out, isn't it? I mean, parenting has been hard. Like Laura was saying, parenting in lockdown, we had good days and bad days, you know. A bad day was when my son had an allergic reaction to a bath bomb because he drank it. He drank it. I said to him, why did you do that? Why did you do that? He said, it was so blue and sparkly, Mummy. I wanted it on the inside. And you can't argue with that, can you? That's quite... we've all been there with drinks. And I told my mum about it, and she went, what'd you let him do that for? I was like, people say stupid things to parents, don't they? Like, what do you mean, what did I let him do that? I didn't give him a curly whirly straw, did I? I didn't send him to Lush with a knife and fork. I'll tell you the worst one people say to parents that winds me up is, where do you think they get that from? I tell you who says that, my mum. My mum says, where do you think they get that from? I'm like, where do you think I get this from? My daughter's 13, so my son's 10, my daughter's 13. So she quite liked lockdown, I think, in some way, because she's got all the tech. She had a phone, and she loves her phone, because kids, we love our phones, but kids love their phones, don't they? It's like living with Gollum. She's like, oh, my precious phone, my precious. And at the beginning of lockdown, I had rules about screen time, and that all went to shit. Now they eat their breakfast with VR goggles, gaffer tape to their face. Lockdown was hard on different age groups. I'm 46, so it didn't hit me that badly. I quite enjoyed aspects of it, because I was looking for excuses to go out less anyway. But I think for younger people, it must have been a lot harder, because obviously they want to go out. I remember that. I remember being young, and you want to go out all the time. I remember if I saw a gap in my diary, I'd be like, oh, plug that, or the voices will come. So don't want to take any chances. And a lot of the reason you want to go out when you're young, if I remember rightly, is because you want to get off with people, innit? You want to go out and get off with people. That's the point of going out. I remember when I was young, I'd go to any old shit do if I thought I could get off with someone. People that invite you to something, you'd be like, well, who's going to be there? Is there anyone there I can get off with? Well, go on then. I'll come to your nan's funeral. Go on then. Thank you so much. My name's Kerry. Kerry
Godleyman, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Well, that's it for this week, I'm afraid. We'll be back next week with more of the best new comedy around. I hope you enjoy us. Thanks for watching. Good night.
Basil Wang, great guy.